In the early church, people who died for the faith as martyrs were venerated as saints. By the 4th century, as the persecutions disappeared, other holy men and women came to be recognized as saints because they gave their lives totally to God in other ways and were faithful witnesses to the faith. In order to bring some standards to the recognition of saints, a formal canonization process was finally created by the 13th century. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the canonization of saints is on my mind today because it's the anniversary of the canonization of the founder of the order to which I belong, the Jesuits. On this day in the year 1622, St. Ignatius Loyola was canonized by Pope Gregory XV. But he wasn't alone. In fact, some people think that this day could be the greatest canonization day in history. So who else was canonized? Well, another Jesuit, the great missionary to India and Japan, St. Francis Xavier, who was one of the co-patrons of the missions, and St. Philip Neri, known as the Apostle of Rome, a contemporary of Ignatius, who founded the Oratorians, a group to which the great Anglican convert, Cardinal St. John Henry Newman, belonged, and St. Teresa of Avila, mystic and doctor of the Church and foundress of the Discalced Carmelites, a reformed branch of the great Carmelite order. And finally, a humble Spanish farmer, St. Isidore, patron of Madrid and of rural life in the U.S. I love the fact that this humble and lesser-known farmer was included with those other heavyweights of sanctity. He's a reminder that no matter who you are called to be a saint.